Meeting's being recorded, so we'll be making this available after the hearing, which we intend to keep open from 1 to 3 today. Sarah, I will hand it back to you.
Thanks. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming today. It is now 1:04 p.m. on September 19th, 2023, and in accordance with a public notice issued by the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources, the department hereby opens the public hearing on the proposed 225 CMR 26 Massachusetts offers rebates for electric vehicles MOREV program or the MOREV regulations. This is the first and only public hearing that the department will conduct on the MOREV regulations. As stated in the public notice, the proposed MOREV regulations address requirements pursuant to Mass General Laws, Chapter 25A. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive verbal and written testimony on the proposed MOREV regulations. As indicated in the public notice, written testimony will be accepted until 5 p.m. on September 19th, 2023, which is later today, for the MOREV regulations. This public hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the department's website. The department requests that, to the extent possible, parties also submit written copies of their testimony. The department also requests that parties aim to keep their comments under 5 minutes. If this is not enough time, we may ask to come back to you after other parties have been given an opportunity to speak.
Great. And I also wanted to note it is department practice to recognize any public official wishing to provide verbal or written testimony and allow them to proceed at the beginning of the hearing. So if there are any elected officials present today, please use the raised hand function and be recognized. Right. Hearing none. We did not receive any advanced requests to provide verbal comments. We have received written comments from a few parties. I'm trying to see if I see any of the names. It does not look like it's the same group, but at this point, we would ask you to please use the raise hand function or drop a note in the chat if you would like to provide written comments, and then we will call on folks accordingly. All right, Jennifer, please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Jennifer Kutzler, I'm the Deputy Director in the Northeast Regional Office for CalSTART. And CalSTART appreciates the opportunity to provide comments on the Massachusetts Offered Rebates for Electric Vehicles MOREV program. For more than 30 years, it's been CalSTART's mission to develop, assess, and implement large-scale zero-emission transportation solutions to mitigate climate change and support economic growth. CalSTART is proud to work on MassCEC-funded projects, including e-bikes for environmental justice, ACT School Bus Deployment Technical Assistance, and the Mass Fleet Advisor Program. The MOREV program has accelerated the transition to zero-emission vehicles in Massachusetts, making EVs more affordable for drivers across the Commonwealth. CalSTART commends the Department of Energy Resources for its creation of the program, its continuous solicitation of stakeholder input, and its efforts to reform the program to better meet the needs of a wider range of potential EV adopters. Recent changes to the MOREV program to provide rebates for used vehicles, to make rebates available at the point of sale, and to offer larger rebates for low-income drivers are all critical steps to create a more equitable program that expands access to low-carbon mobility. CalSTART applauds many of the programmatic designs for MOREV, specifically avoiding scrappage requirements and structuring rebates in a decreasing block structure. CalSTART also applauds the recent changes to the MOREV program and will focus specifically these comments on the MOREV trucks. While MOREV trucks has been valuable in supporting the electrification of medium and heavy duty vehicles, CalSTART recommends increased rebate levels to better align rebates with current market conditions and the needs of Massachusetts fleet operators. A comparison of MOREV trucks rebates with similar voucher incentive programs in New York and California shows that other states leading the industry in clean transportation are offering larger incentives to electrify medium and heavy duty vehicles. Additionally, empirical analysis conducted by CalSTART through the Mass Fleet Advisor Program demonstrates that higher rebate levels will be necessary to encourage broader fleet electrification across larger vehicle classes. The California Hybrid Vehicle Incentive Program, or HVIP, was established in 2009 by the California Air Resources Board and currently funds only zero-emission vehicles. CARB has established base voucher amounts for all zero-emission medium and heavy-duty vehicles, which can change from year to year, reflecting market conditions and component costs and other factors. The New York Truck Voucher Incentive Program was established in 2013 and overhauled in 2019 by the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA. And New York Truck Voucher Incentive Program provides vouchers for the purchase or lease of zero-emission vehicles. In that program, voucher amounts are based on a percentage of the incremental cost difference between the zero-emission vehicle and a comparable diesel vehicle with a per-vehicle cap. New York Truck Voucher Incentive Program does receive funding from several sources, but currently the available funds require scrappage. So as compared to both HVIP and the New York Truck Voucher Incentive Program base levels, the voucher amount provided by more EV trucks is significantly lower in each class, which leads to a longer total cost of ownership cost parity. Total cost of ownership cost parity is the point in which the zero emission vehicle lifespan, where the capital, maintenance, and operating costs become more favorable for the zero emission vehicle over diesel or gasoline vehicle. So in support of the fleets enrolled in the Mass Fleet Advisor Program, CalSTART has analyzed the total cost of ownership for fleets' current vehicles as well as electric alternatives. The analysis evaluates the time required to achieve TCO parity at the current more EV truck incentive levels and with increased more EV truck incentive levels. While current rebates are sufficient to encourage fleet electrification in certain vehicle classes and use cases, we recommend that DOER should offer increased rebates to support broader fleet electrification, particularly for larger vehicles. CalSTART has also observed that the total annual mileage driven is a large driving factor for TCO parity, with vehicles amassing more than 10,000 miles per year having higher favorability for electrification. Based on a TCO comparison for three vehicle classes participating in Mass Fleet Advisor, utilizing the current more EV truck rebate as well as a 50% increase and a 75% increase, CalSTART recommends increasing the base more EV truck rebates by 50% for class 3 through 5 vehicles and by 75% for class 6 through 8 vehicles. CalSTART's written comments will include some graphics that support this data. Thank you so much for the opportunity to provide comments today. CalSTART appreciates the Commonwealth's leadership in the clean transportation transition, from adopting the Advanced Clean Trucks Rule and to the establishment of strong sector decarbonization targets. Massachusetts is setting an ambitious and achievable timeline for the electrification of medium and heavy duty vehicles. More robust, more EV truck incentives are critical to achieving the necessary pace to increase medium and heavy duty zero emission vehicle deployment. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right. If there are other individuals or entities who would like to provide verbal comments, please just use the raise hand feature. Galen, please go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you. Lower my hand here. Great. Great. So my name is Galen Mook. I'm the executive director of the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition, also known as MassBike. We're a statewide advocacy organization, 501c3. And I appreciate the opportunity to provide comments on the More EV program. And I want to say first, I'm thankful for the Commonwealth's investments and the strong progressive nature of trying to get people out of combustion engines. I do want to mention, though, that one thing I do think is a deficiency right now is that the agency is not focusing as much as I would hope on mode shift, and instead is focusing on converting to electric vehicles, but without the incentive to get people out of driving as their primary focus. Then we're going to find ourselves still stuck in the dual crises of not just greenhouse gas emissions, but also congestion on our roadway. So to that end, I encourage the DOER and the More EV program to expand the incentives and the opportunities for people to get out of vehicles specifically related towards purchasing e-bikes or electric bicycles, which we know at MassBike has been the fastest growing segment of new ridership in the Commonwealth, and are seeing a lot more people who are choosing to ride a bicycle because they have an opportunity to take an e-bike rather than take their cars. We know we can't drive ourselves out of the crisis without getting people out of cars. And so this is the ask to really incentivize that mode. MassBike has been a recipient of grant funding and grant programs through the MassCEC, the Clean Energy Center, through their Act for All, Accelerating Clean Transportation for All program. Specifically, we're focused in the city of Worcester, where we had the opportunity to offer 100 electric bicycles to low-income residents in the city. Though we only had 100 bikes to offer, we got over 1,200 applicants. So the demand, even in just one single city, not even the biggest city, is overwhelming and shows that the need to get people out of driving as well as out of combustion is a dual effort. We are seeing similar efforts to incentivize electric bicycle purchases through rebates in states like Colorado and Hawaii and Connecticut. And I really do hope that Massachusetts can follow suit and expand this more EV opportunities to not just driving, but also e-bikes. MassBike, as an advocacy organization, has worked diligently to make sure that electric bicycles are classified in Mass statute. So that should not be a challenge now. We do know what class one and class two e-bikes are per Mass statute. And hopefully we can incentivize the transition to get more people riding bikes by lowering the costs, because we also know that for a lot of, especially low-income residents, the cost of an electric bicycle can range of $2,000 to $3,000 to $5,000, which is just really out of reach for people who are living paycheck to paycheck. So as the More EV program develops, and as you are finding other revenue streams and opportunities to really get folks on an individual level to think about clean transportation, I also want to think about the low impact that electric bicycles can have, knowing that based on the state's recent statewide bicycle plan, that about 80% of trips in the Commonwealth are taken within 3 to 10 miles, which is easily accessible of somebody on a bicycle. So with that, I'll pass it back. And I want to say, one, I'm grateful for the program and the opportunity to provide this comment. And hopefully we can also focus on mode shift as well as getting people out of combustion. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. I did just want to note that this currently falls outside of DOER's purview, but the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs was directed to develop an e-bike incentive program. I'm not sure where they are in the process with that, but if we put together some sort of post-hearing information, I will try to include something on the e-bike program as well.
All right, certainly appreciate that. We know the demand is high, and we know that the interest is there on the administration level and the legislative level as well. So my goal here is to connect all the dots.
Great, thank you again.
Thanks.
Ezra, please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ezra Messenger, and I'm the Drive Green Program Associate at Green Energy Consumers Alliance. Green Energy Consumers Alliance is a local nonprofit organization working to speed the transition to a low carbon future and a member of the Zero Emission Vehicle Coalition of Advocates. We advocated for the climate bill last year that called for these changes to the state More EV program, particularly the low-income adder, rebate for used cars, and point-of-sale program. So we're grateful to see them implemented. We continue to stand at the ready to assist DOER in making the More EV program even more effective and equitable. So thank you for this opportunity to provide comments.
Thank you. Right, everyone, you know the drill. If you'd like to provide comments, please go ahead and raise your hand. Sarah and I plan to leave this Zoom room open for the full duration of the hearing. And so people can come and go as they need to, but wanted to give folks an opportunity to speak up at the beginning while we sort of have critical mass within the group. Hello, please go ahead, David.
Hi, thank you. My name is David Brault. I'm the Business Development Manager with Alta eMobility. Alta eMobility is part of the Alta Equipment Group. We do a large variety of construction equipment, warehouse, fork trucks, material handling. Many of you have probably seen Alta material handling vehicles driving around servicing the area. I manage the charging infrastructure and electric vehicle on-road product for all of our equipment. Two things I just wanted to touch on. One, I wanted to kind of echo Jennifer's statement of increasing the rebate amounts. We're seeing in a lot of the other states that we operate in, once you get over that kind of, especially we deal a lot in class eight vehicles, once you get over that $150 voucher per threshold, the TCOs really start to swing back into the customer's favor, and the willingness to go from a one or two vehicle to five or 10 really starts to increase. Also, we're starting to see a lot of demand in Massachusetts for what we call a yard tractor, or a lot of people call them yard dogs or tugs and all kinds of things. We have a DOT approved yard tractor, and it's not really a class of type of vehicle. They're very often considered an off-road vehicle. I'd like to see if there's a way that we could get those vehicles added. There is a DOT model that is electrified, added to this program in any one of the classes. It's probably a class six or seven type of vehicle, if that would be qualified for funding as well. And that's all the comments I had. Thank you.
Thank you. So the statute that enables the More EV program does specify on-road vehicles. However, there is currently a Mass DEP grant solicitation that does include those types of off-road vehicles, such as yard trucks, even things like forklifts. So happy to, again, sort of include some of that information. It's a recent grant opportunity that has opened up, and I believe it's for both public and private. It's part of the diesel remediation funding that has been received. And so while we at present cannot include them in the More EV program, I think there are at least other opportunities within the state portfolio that might be able to provide assistance.
So yeah, that'd be terrific. Yeah, we always get confused because it's a DOT approved yard tractor, but it's not on highway, right? It's really for kind of around town and whatnot, which is a perfect application for electrification, but it kind of fits in all these in between all these grants. So I'm based in Massachusetts too. So I'd love to see these vehicles driving around while I'm going down the street. So thank you.
No problem. Thank you, David. As it is now 3 o'clock p.m., we are going to officially close the hearing. And as a reminder, written comments are due today by 5 o'clock p.m. Thank you.